This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says it believes between 80,000 and 180,000 healthcare workers may have died from COVID-19 in the period between January 2020 to May 2021. In a statement issued Thursday, the group called those deaths a tragic loss and an irreplaceable gap in the world's pandemic response. It said the reported rate of infections and deaths among healthcare workers has gone down over time, but added that more work needs to be done to minimize the risk of infection in the workplace. It said as of September 2021, using data from 119 countries, it has calculated that only an average of 2 in 5 healthcare workers were fully vaccinated. It said fewer than 1 in 10 have been fully vaccinated in the African and Western Pacific regions, while 22 mostly high-income countries reported that above 80% of their personnel are fully vaccinated. WHO said it is deeply concerned about the probable number of deaths, the overall low rate of vaccinations, and the vaccine inequities among healthcare workers in low- and middle-income countries. Climate change is an emerging threat to U.S. financial stability that regulators should address in their everyday work. This is according to a top U.S. regulatory panel on Thursday. It was a first for the United States, which has lagged behind other wealthy countries on tackling financial climate risks. The Financial Stability Oversight Council, or FSOC, issued a 133-page report that could ultimately lead to new rules and stricter oversight for Wall Street. It provides a roadmap for integrating climate risk management into the financial regulatory system. This is VOA News. Ethiopian forces carried out an airstrike Thursday on the city of Mekele, their third on the Tigray regional capital this week, as the government attempts to weaken the Tigrayan forces they've been fighting for almost a year. Spokesman Legesse Tulu told reporters the airstrike targeted a training center for Tigrayan forces. He said the base previously was used by Ethiopian forces in the area. There was no immediate word on casualties. War erupted nearly a year ago between Ethiopian troops and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which governed Ethiopia for 3 decades, but now rules only the northern Tigray region. A United Nations Rights Commission in South Sudan says the government is harassing activists, journalists, and their families, limiting their activities and targeting their work and finances. In a statement of concern issued this week, the United Nations Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan said the pattern of harassment is impeding the already slow pace of achieving peace among feuding factions and stifling public opinion crucial to achieving democracy. A spokesman for the government said the commission was spreading untruths. The commission blames government security officers for a continuing crackdown that it says has forced some prominent activists to flee the country. Some activists say their phone service has been disrupted and bank accounts frozen. Some journalists say they've been increasingly harassed. More than 40 countries expressed their concern in a formal statement Thursday at the United Nations about the situation of ethnic Uyghurs and other Turkic Muslims in China's semi-autonomous Xinjiang province. Human rights groups and some governments accused China of sending more than 1 million Uyghurs to detention camps. Beijing says the compounds are vocational education centers intended to stop the spread of religious extremism and terrorist attacks. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to create a new social media app after Twitter and Facebook barred him from their platforms this year has won an endorsement from investors Thursday, who sent shares soaring in a shell company backing the effort. Trump Media and Technology Group and Digital World Acquisition Corp. said Wednesday they would merge to create a new social media app called Truth Social. Trump's company said it plans a beta launch next month and a full rollout in the first quarter of 2022. And with winter closing in across much of Afghanistan, America's veterans organizations are pressing the State Department for funding to continue evacuating thousands of vulnerable Afghans who didn't make it out of the country during the massive U.S. airlift in August. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.